This is it. Our favourite time of the week. This is Triple M Footy.
It's a rip.
Try to the Warriors. The Knights on the attack.
Here come the Titans.
Oh, you got to love your rugby league.
Triple M Footy.
Well, I tell you what, the football in Mackay this weekend, or Friday, Saturday night, the finals here at BB Prince Stadium has the town buzzing. Hello, Jacko. How are you,
G'day,
mate?
Boys. How good's this?
Oh, it's look, so good.
Not only are you a legend of the rugby
that
league.
Word, I got in trouble. That word is used too lightly.
I got in trouble for calling you a legend in front of the crowd at BB Prince Stadium.
You're a legend
of the game, though.
But you are. You've made it to State of Origin
legend
series.
Legend in my own lunchtime.
Well, that's okay. You're still a legend.
You're getting free lunch out of it. Don't worry about it. But no, you're not just a legend of the game. You're also a massive fan of the game too. So you love this sort of stuff. You love the atmosphere.
Oh, mate, that's what we play for, you know. I say there's plenty of bucks. When you make it to the top, there's plenty of bucks. But you don't think about the bucks when you're out in the field. When you break your nose in the first 5 minutes, money isn't going through your head. Survival's going through your head. So you play for that atmosphere and that hype and everything that surrounds it. The more people, the better the player feels. And we'll have 6,000 people there on Friday and Saturday night.
Looking forward to it.
And I'll tell you what, the final series, they're all played on emotion. So the crowd really does lift you, don't they?
Mate, you're exactly right. You know, you can only play on emotion so many weeks in a row. That's why through the finals, it's a four-week procedure. You can play on emotion for all those 4 weeks, but any longer. That's why it's hard as a coaching aside right through the year over 25 rounds.
Yeah.
You're up, you're down, and the coach has got to have you up there just at the right time. And Melbourne Storm were. Well, they were always up there.
Yeah.
In South Sydney. They were.
What's really good is when it comes to the emotions and actually getting out and playing, there's always this thing in the back of your head. I'm sure you've got it as well. It's like, geez, I'd love to be out there, but the body isn't doing that. But some of the absolute cream.
Dave, when was the last time you played? 1963? Wow. Jesus Christ.
Excuse me. It was 2010. And I remember it because it was a grand final.
I'm surprised you remember that. You're flat out remembering yesterday.
Well, I remember the important things.
Well, you know yourselves. In your own head, you don't feel old.
Yeah.
Your brain doesn't feel old. You know, it's just when you look in the reflection, you know you're old. And when your kids have kids, you know you're old.
That's when it's time
but
to
in your own head, you're going, oh, God, I wish I could play this again.
Well, some of them are in Moranbah,
yes,
aren't they?
They
the
are.
Masters are coming to town.
The Masters. You've got the Australian legends, over 35 legends, are playing the Isaac region. Now, you've got blokes like Scotty Prince, Benny Hennett, Justin Hodges, David Shillington, Noel Goldthorpe, Darren Smith, Kerry Boasted.
Oh, wow.
First winger for Queensland State of Origin back in 1980, and he's still running around.
Are you talking about Scotty Prince from the Gold Coast Titans?
Yeah, that's him. That's Scotty Prince.
Hang on a second. He was a West Tiger as well, thank you.
He was more famous for the...
Well, he played more clubs than Slim Dusty. So, yeah, and then you got Travis Norton, Josh Hennay, Jamie McMillan, Michael Levy, you know, you got Perry Mason, these blokes from the Isaac region.
Wow.
So they're fun games, and that's out of Moranbah.
Yeah.
Little bit how it coincided with this game that we've got on the Saturday night.
Yeah.
Might hurt them a little bit, but there'll be still a great crowd out there at Moranbah on Saturday night to watch these boys run around.
How do you think we're going to go locally here in Mackay with the two nights of the finals? Let's get to the tipping, Dave.
Oh, awesome. Let's go.
Yeah, the Chooks over the
How's
the
that
Seagulls.
For winding it up?
I'm the king of it.
Friday night, you've gone the Chooks to beat the Seagulls.
Yeah. Oh, does Manly recover from the Melbourne shellacking? The Chooks are rolling through. They played in Mackay two times, knocked off my Raiders with a convincing scoreline and beat Parramatta 26-0. So they like Mackay, and I think they'll keep the run going.
I took the same.
Now, Saturday night's game, you've gone, you've got the Panthers and Parramatta. You've gone the upset there. You've gone Parramatta.
Oh, the Penny Panthers. I just don't know, you know. What are we saying? All year we've been saying it's Melbourne Storm and the Penrith Panthers. They're the two standouts. And all of a sudden, South Sydney come along and upset the whole lot. It's do they recover? I was watching NRL 360 last night, and the loss, can they recover from that loss? The pressure that has been mounted on Penrith right now to win this game and stay in the race.
The pressure's on.
Yeah, the pressure's on big time.
The chokers.
Well, we can't say that yet.
Well,
you're preempting it, aren't you, Dave? You're preempting
it. Well, why not?
Well, that's all the action here at BB Prince Stadium in Mackay. We never thought we would have finals here in Mackay ever. So let's slap it up, folks, and enjoy it while we can.
Definitely.
Jacko, it's always good to see you, mate. Thank you.
Cheers, boys.
How's that, your tipping going with that community station down south going?
Oh, yeah, we're going to Mark. Hey, Jacko.
Is that the way he talks?
We still can't find him online.
We can't find him.
It's this random bloke that just calls Jacko's number.
Yeah, he probably doesn't even have a radio show. He's just pretending to have a chat to you. That's what it is.
stop it.
Thanks for joining us, mate.
Cheers, mate.
Today's top around 29 degrees from the guy in the Wood Sundays, Joe and Dave for breakfast.